For once, the boyars and the peasants were in complete agreement. Dmitri had to go. After a reign of 10 months, false Dmitri was trapped in the Kremlin and shot after trying to jump out of a window and escape. The boyar, Vasily Shuisky, was from the same Shuisky clan which had tormented young Ivan the Terrible, was elected as the next Tsar. False Dmitri's remains were cremated and fired back to Poland out of a cannon. By this time, revolution was in the air. Peasants and boyars alike rose up all over Russia, sometimes with each other, sometimes against each other. And while all these uprisings bubbled up under the surface, false Dmitri number 2 appeared in 1607. The widowed Mrs. False Dmitri number 1 greeted false Dmitri number 2 as her long-lost husband. They even had a child together. For a while, the two czars ruled side by side, Vasily from Moscow and Tsar False Dmitri number 2 from a nearby town. Finally, Vasily called in the Swedish army, which cornered and defeated False Dmitri number 2 at the very center of the Russian Orthodox Church, the St. Sergius Trinity Monastery north of Moscow. But there were no winners.